much. Thank you, John. Moving on to action item number six, report and possible discussion on Possum Kingdom divestiture by Nicole Castro.
Hi, I'm Nicole Castro with Metcalf Williams, and I'm just going to give a quick update on where everything stands in the sale of the leased property to Patterson PK Land Partnership. We are right now in the process of finalizing the surveys. The BRA's portion of the survey has been completed. There's a few cleanup items that we still need to have taken care of, but for the most part, the 1,000-foot contour, the FERC buffer, and the leased blocks have all been surveyed, and we have those in our hands. Mr. Patterson's portion of the survey is still in process, and we expect to have the roads completed this week, and AECOM's portion with the undeveloped strips between the leased blocks and the roads, they're tying those together, should be following shortly thereafter. There are a couple of issues with the surveys that staff is working on, and I just want to give you all an update on that. One of them is on the roads. At the last board meeting, if you recall, the board had passed a resolution that was basically granting the authority to give some additional right-of-way on the roads. So you can see some of these roads are really narrow. Linkfield has gone in and surveyed out where there's no undeveloped strips next to a leased lot. They're doing a 60-foot right-of-way where they can to bring it up to county standards. Where we do have an undeveloped strip, we're giving the right-of-way through that undeveloped strip. The county is still going to need access on the opposite side of the road from the undeveloped strip, so we're going to do an easement there, probably be about a 10-foot easement, just to give the county the ability to go in there and maintain, do the maintenance on the roads that they'll need. And if you want to flip to the other, there's a couple of other pictures that just show some of the roads. So you can see here, we've got a 20-foot road. So on one side is an undeveloped strip, so we would give, you know, additional right-of-way there. And then the other side, we would do an easement so that the county could have room to maintain. And it would be a non-exclusive easement. It would still be BRA land on that opposite side of the road. It just gives the county some room to go in and maintain. I think there's one or two more. Are there any questions on driveways? The other issue that we are working through right now are the FERC encroachments. As we've gotten in the BRA's portion of the survey, there are a lot of encroachments into the FERC buffer area and the FERC project area, so between the 25-foot buffer area and down below the 1,000-foot. So we've been working on a process to notify the lessees of those. Once we get the final survey all completed, BRA will send a notice to the lessees that have encroachments, letting them know that there's an encroachment into the FERC buffer, and giving those lessees the opportunity to submit evidence, provide evidence that those encroachments were either existed before May 15th, 1980. There was a FERC amendment to the FERC license in 1980 that basically grandfathered encroachments that existed as of that time. But unfortunately, there was not a list of encroachments or a survey that showed where all those encroachments were located. So we're now having to go back, and we'll now have a survey of everything that will show all the encroachments and where they're located. But we need to be able to go to FERC and say, okay, these were pre-1980. These are encroachments that BRA has approved either through a building permit or something else, or it's a residence that's in there, and ask FERC for approval at that time. So the process that we're working through right now is the BRA would send notice to the lessees, give them an opportunity to provide evidence that my encroachment existed before 1980, therefore it's grandfathered, or well, it didn't exist before 1980, but you've approved it. And we have before January 2nd of 2012, and that's a date that is in House Bill 3031 and in our contract with Mr. Patterson, BRA would submit an application to FERC requesting, notifying, okay, these are all pre-1980, you've already approved those, and these are encroachments that we're asking you to approve and to allow to remain in the FERC buffer or project area. If FERC does not consent to those encroachments once they've reviewed the application, then those encroachments would need to be removed or modified, whatever FERC requires. And we have, in the contract with Mr. Patterson, that would be his obligation to make sure that those get removed from the FERC project area or FERC buffer. And we have made all of the lease files that BRA has had been given to Mr. Patterson as part of his due diligence. And he has a website where each lessee can go into their, go in and view their lease file. So he's getting that set up right now. So they'd be able to go through there and see if there's any evidence in that file that would show that it's pre-1980. So that's all in process right now. We're working through that. In terms of the sale to Mr. Patterson, he is planning on funding a portion of the purchase price with debt, about 80% of it. And he has about 14 different lenders that have committed to participating in that loan. The lead bank is First National Bank of Graham. And I believe right now they've got the loan participation agreement prepared, and they are circulating that to the other lenders to get them all signed up and committed. In terms of the remaining 20% of the purchase price would be from equity, and that's going to be funded through Mr. Patterson and about 42 other investors. Those investors have already submitted 25% of their investment, and the remaining 75% is due 90 days before closing. And he's not aware of any issues with those investors or the lenders at this time. Resale contracts, he has so far received 906. That was the last count of resale contracts, which is about 59% of the lessees have submitted contracts to buy. The vast majority of those want to close contemporaneously, meaning they want to close as soon as we close with Mr. Patterson, the lessees want to close on the purchase of their lot. So the next step for those lessees who want to buy is to get their resale survey done. Their resale surveys are due 45 days before closing if they want to close contemporaneously. BRA will be reviewing those surveys as they come in to make sure that their boundaries match up with the boundaries of what our master survey is. Obviously, I mean, Mr. Patterson can't sell to the lessees what we have not conveyed to him, so those boundaries need to match up on the resale surveys in our survey. And I think the only other issue in terms of the sales is Mr. Patterson has submitted the issue of forming a property owners association to a vote for the lessees. That voting is going on until May 3rd, I believe. And then at that time, the results will be made public to everyone, you know, for the lessees to see whether that was a yes or a no vote. In terms of going forwards toward closing, we're continuing to monitor the survey progress with AECOM and Linkfield. We have weekly conference calls between me and Mr. Patterson and Integra, and biweekly conference calls with between me and BRA staff. Closing right now is set for the end of July. It's got to be 90 days after the final survey is completed. So I think we'll know more in the next couple of weeks as to what the status is of that final survey. If we get in the survey from Linkfield and AECOM and there are a lot of issues that still need to be addressed, it may be that we have to move closing back. I'm hoping that wouldn't be more than a couple of weeks to a month, that we could still close in August. But I think we'll know more once we get that survey in. Yeah, we have been on the portion of the survey that BRA did. John Dixon and others were reviewing those as they came in, and we would send back comments. The majority of those have been corrected. There are still a few more, and once we get the final, you know, road surveys in and the undeveloped strips, we'll review those and see if there's any other issues that still need to be addressed. So like I said, once we get those and know, you know, are there no issues or a lot of issues, then we'll have a better idea of when we can firmly say, okay, closing is going to occur at this point. So that's where we are on there. And then there's just one other item that, just to give a quick update, if you recall, there was a lawsuit that had been filed by seven lessees contesting the appraisal methodology that's used by Palo Pinto Appraisal District to arrive at the assessed value for the lots. Those lessees lost at the trial level and had appealed. The oral arguments were originally scheduled for December of 2009, and then they got rescheduled. So those oral arguments did happen earlier this month on April 15th. So at this point, we're just waiting for the ruling, and you know, it could be 3 months or longer. We don't know. So that's all I have, unless you have any questions.
Thank you, Nicole. Is there any questions for Nicole?